Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Dissertation Journey, A Practical and Comprehensive Guide to Planning. Writing and Defending Your Dissertation is an academic writing and research guide for doctoral candidates preparing to complete the dissertation process. Written by Laura Hyatt and Carol M. Roberts, the fourth edition presents dissertation work as a demanding but manageable project that requires planning, research discipline, collaboration, ethical awareness, and sustained revision. The book is designed for students across applied and professional doctoral programs, as well as for faculty members who advise them. Its purpose is not to promote one narrow methodology, but to clarify the major stages of dissertation development. From selecting a topic and organizing the study to writing research methods and preparing for defense. The mountain climbing metaphor gives the book a practical structure, helping readers see the dissertation as a sequence of decisions rather than a single overwhelming task. Its value lies in making institutional expectations, scholarly writing practices, and research procedures more explicit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the dissertation is framed as a staged research journey rather than a single writing task. A central feature of The Dissertation Journey is its use of the mountain climb as an organizing metaphor. This framing matters because many doctoral students experience the dissertation as an undefined demand, produce an original scholarly document while navigating committee, expectations, institutional deadlines, and methodological choices. Hyatt and Roberts convert that ambiguity into a staged process. Preparing for the climb corresponds to understanding program requirements, identifying resources, and planning the work. Moving upward reflects topic refinement, proposal development, data collection, analysis, writing, revision, and defense. The metaphor is not merely decorative. It reinforces the idea that progress depends on preparation, sequencing, and support. By presenting dissertation completion as a journey with identifiable phases, the book reduces the tendency to treat writing as something that begins only after all thinking is complete. Instead, planning, reading, writing, and decision-making are integrated activities. This is especially useful for doctoral candidates who are capable researchers but unfamiliar with the procedural culture of dissertation completion. Secondly, planning and organization are treated as safeguards against dissertation drift. The book emphasizes that successful dissertation work depends heavily on early organization. This includes understanding institutional guidelines, developing a realistic timeline, clarifying committee roles, and maintaining systematic records of sources, decisions, and drafts. The practical importance of this advice is that dissertations often stall not because students lack intelligence, but because the project expands without boundaries. A research question may become too broad, a literature review may keep growing, or data collection may proceed without enough alignment to the problem statement. Hyatt and Roberts address these risks by encouraging students to define manageable steps and to keep the dissertation structure visible throughout the process. Organization also supports communication with advisors. When students can show a plan, a draft, or a clearly stated methodological decision, committee feedback becomes more focused. The guide, therefore, positions planning as a scholarly habit rather than a bureaucratic core. It helped candidates see that timelines, outlines, and documentation are tools for preserving coherence in a long research project. Thirdly, research design guidance connects methods to purpose, questions, and evidence. The fourth edition gives attention to identifying and writing research methods, an area where many dissertation writers need explicit guidance. Its practical contribution is to show that methodology is not an isolated chapter filled with technical terminology. It is the logical bridge between the research problem, the questions being asked, the evidence needed, and the claims the study can support. For doctoral candidates, this connection is crucial. A qualitative, quantitative, mixed methods, or other design must be justified in relation to what the study is trying to understand or measure. The book helps students think about sampling, data gathering, analysis procedures, and limitations as parts of a coherent research plan. It also supports clearer writing by encouraging candidates to explain not only what they will do, but why each choice fits the study. This approach can prevent a common dissertation weakness method sections that list procedures without demonstrating alignment. By emphasizing fit and justification, the guide strengthens both proposal development and final dissertation defense preparation. Fourthly, ethical research practice is presented as integral to dissertation quality. The expanded coverage of research ethics in this edition reflects an important reality of doctoral research. Ethical responsibility is not limited to completing approval forms. Dissertation studies often involve participants, institutional data, professional settings, or communities where power, privacy, consent, and representation must be handled carefully. Hyatt and Roberts treat ethics as part of the design and writing process. This includes awareness of participant protection, honest reporting, responsible use of sources, and appropriate discussion of limitations. The value of this emphasis is that it links ethics to credibility. A dissertation can have a polished structure and still be weak if the research process is not transparent or respectful of those involved. Ethical awareness also prepares students for committee review and institutional review board expectations, where unclear recruitment plans, vague consent procedures, or insufficient confidentiality protections can delay progress. By placing ethics within the broader journey, the book helps candidates understand that sound scholarship requires both technical competence and responsible judgment. Lastly, defense preparation is linked to scholarly confidence and committee dialogue. The book covers the dissertation defense as a culminating stage that requires preparation beyond simply finishing the written document. This focus is useful because many doctoral candidates view the defense with uncertainty, often imagining it as an adversarial event rather than a structured academic conversation. Hyatt and Roberts place the defense within the same process of planning, teamwork, and perseverance that guides earlier stages. Candidates are encouraged to know their study thoroughly, understand the rationale for design choices, anticipate questions, and communicate findings with clarity. The defense is therefore framed as a demonstration of scholarly ownership. This has practical implications. Students must be able to explain the problem, justify methods, interpret results or findings, acknowledge limitations, and discuss implications without relying only on the written text. The inclusion of reflections from students who have completed dissertations also helps normalize the emotional and procedural challenges of the final stage. The defense becomes less mysterious when it is treated as the final step in a documented, iterative research process. In conclusion, the dissertation journey is best suited for doctoral candidates who want a clear, practice-oriented map of the dissertation process, especially those in education, leadership, social science, and professional doctoral programs. It is also useful for dissertation advisors who need a common language for guiding students through topic development. Proposal writing, methodology, ethics, revision, and defense preparation. The practical benefit is its ability to make the dissertation feel procedurally legible. Rather than treating doctoral research as an abstract test of endurance, it identifies concrete tasks and decision points that students can manage over time. The intellectual benefit is its insistence that a dissertation must be coherent. The problem, literature, method, evidence, analysis, and conclusions must support one another. Compared with many academic writing guides, this book stands out because it combines research writing instruction with an end-to-end view of the dissertation experience. It does not focus only on style, productivity, or methodology in isolation. Its distinctive strength is the integration of planning, committee collaboration, ethical awareness, student experience, and defense readiness into one accessible framework. Readers seeking advanced methodological depth may need additional specialized texts, but for navigating the overall dissertation journey, it is a practical and well-positioned guide. If you would like to support Laura Hyatt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.